Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Hat. We're back, bud.
We are very excited. We have a few different options. Just accidentally kicked one onto the floor. Don't worry about it. Not opened yet. Perfect. But we do have a doozy. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Oban. Not Oban. So if you're out there in the liquor stores and you go to the liquor store clerk and you're like, do you have some Oban? They're probably going to just show it to where you it is on the shelves because they don't know either. But it's Oban, not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was in Scotland, we did drive through the cute little village of Oban. But it is Oban. So Oban 14 is an amazing option. Today we have Oban's Distillers Edition, and this one is aged in Montelofino barrels.
If it's bin, how come it's spelled with an A, Derek?
Because they don't follow normal English grammatics.
That's right, because there's only two countries in this world, Derek. One that follows the metric system and another that's been to the moon.
Damn right. And let me tell you, Scotland has not been to the moon. They might have drank enough to where they think they've been to the moon.
That's right.
But, yeah, they have not. So, Oban Distillers Edition. You found this on the shelf first.
I did. I sent it to you, had a massive anxiety attack, and then I was like, I'm not buying this, but this does exist. We should probably look at it. And 3 days later, Derek went to the store and bought it. So that's the way that cookie crumbled. But
I bought it for the birth of my child.
Birth of his first.
So I bought it. She came, thankfully. And then we opened it when you came over. I waited until you came over.
Respect.
Which, were you impressed?
Yeah.
Because you thought that I probably would have finished the bottle by then.
100%.
Because it was, what, a couple weeks, right? Since you came over?
Well, we weren't trying to be overbearing. We wanted family to swing over, whatever,
and
whatever.
And you were in Maine.
Yeah, whatever, excuses. But, you know, the miles don't matter between us, Derek.
Damn right, it's true. So this is Oban's Distillers Edition Montelofino Barrel. Montelofino is a Spanish fortified wine. Mm. So what they do with this product is they obviously distill it. Then they age it in a recharred American oak barrel.
Okay.
They fill it in with the Montelofino fortified wine for a month. And then they re-age the whiskey in that barrel for up to 6 months.
Okay.
So it's normally a new char American oak, or a bourbon barrel, not new char, but a reused bourbon barrel. And then they finish it for 6 months in this new Montelofino wine barrel.
So, let's dive into the label branding.
Yep.
Because it's scotch, so obviously it's got packaging.
Of course.
However, this is something that most people enjoy when it comes to scotch. So
it's interesting because Oban is always thought of as a Speyside for some reason. It's technically a Highland whiskey. So Speyside is like a region of Scotland over to the east of Scotland. But Highland is the whole geographical region above the lowlands. Highland, lowland. This is technically considered a Highland whiskey product. It is on the sea, over kind of by Isla and Jura, but over in the western part of Scotland. It's surrounded by the sea. They've never expanded or moved. So it's been the same distillery for their entire existence, which is pretty sweet. Normally you see them building on and making additions. It's the same distillery. It's pretty sick. So label branding, I love Oban's presentation. Obviously, it comes in a box. I love the blue on it. It's different from their normal Oban 14 label. And I think it's just something extra special. What do you think?
I think it's very classy. It's simplistic. It lets you know what you're about to dive into. But I love the ribbon, the blue ribbon aspects with Oban on the very bottom. You can also see it here. I like that touch. It's essentially just with the date of when they started distilling, mm-hmm. which is 1794. Great touch. I think that it adds a bit of class, and it makes you thirsty. So I am a huge fan of this label and branding. I would go a check.
I'll go a check too. Okay, let's pour this bad boy out and get some nose action going on, because obviously we've had a little bit of it before, but we haven't really, I haven't drank it in a while, and
we haven't had it since we had it together.
Correct. So it's kind of one of those things that I feel like the... I'm going to pour a little bit more because I'm going to enjoy this for the rest of the night. It's one of those that I feel like the cask itself wasn't as overbearing as you would think it would be with it being a red fortified wine. But we'll get into that. So nose.
Also real cork.
Hell yeah.
I mean, grow up. It's to be expected with Oban. It's fruity.
Yeah, right off the bat, you're getting just apple. Normally, you get that hint of green apple, but I'm not getting green apple this time. This is kind of just like a red Macintosh or Gala apple that you're now getting on the nose. It's very fresh. It smells almost like rainy.
Yeah, it's not like a wet hay, but it's typical Scottish weather infused in the nose, which makes me really... Again, thirsty.
You're getting some of that, like, caramelized sugar note of it, too. A little bit of a really light butterscotch. But mostly it's that red apple note that is overpowering the nose quite a bit.
I agree. I still like this a lot, though. A+ on the nose. A+. Okay. It's darker, too. You can see it in the bottle. I'll turn it so you can kind of see through the two different labels between the front and the back labels, but it's definitely darker. It's like gold copper, which is nice.
Yeah. It's very clear.
Yes. Just filling out. Let's give a shout out, dude.
Hell yeah. Our boy Greg.
Boom.
That's it. That's all you get.
All right. See you later, Greg.
It is. So Greg makes his Dram Diary on his Etsy shop. You can go check it out. Link down below. It's really just a very good way for you to document your whiskey experience. It goes through a lot of the normal things that you would want to document, like the name of the whiskey, the proof point, some of your tasting notes, your flavor profiles. And then you can give yourself a rating on each whiskey. So you can go back and check out and do some comparisons for other whiskeys that you've tried in the future. So it's a really cool experience to have. Thank you, Greg. And go check him out and order a Dram Diary. I always want to call it a whiskey journal, but it's not a whiskey journal. It's cooler. It's a Dram Diary.
Yes, it's much classier.
Correct.
All right, initial taste. Mmm. I'm still getting apple, wood sugar, and caramel. And a touch of butterscotch on the initial taste.
Yeah, it's a very sweet finished scotch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Normally when you get finished scotches, the wine barrel really takes over.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for this, it kind of just smoothed out a lot of the very subtle spikes that you get from Oban 14. And it kind of glosses that over with a more deeper red apple note with the hint of like a very light red fruit, like a strawberry. Very, very, very light though. You're not getting really any dark plum or any dark cherry. Montelo Fino is a red wine cask, or a red wine, isn't it?
I'm not a sommelier like our friends who have one over at Addie's, but I feel like there's strawberries, an interesting call. You're really getting strawberry on this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Strawberries are really tart. This is so sugary that I'm not picking up strawberry.
So it is a white. Apologize.
Ooh, it's a white wine.
It's a white fortified wine. For some reason, I was going... Probably red. Because... So this is on them. That's kind of a downtick in their label branding. Because
relax. That's why it's a check.
It's deceptive. It really is. Because you look at a thing... I don't know if you can pick it up. Yeah, you can pick it up. So on the bottom here is the red ribbon.
Red ribbon!
And normally, when you see the red ribbon, it's either aged in a sherry cask or a PX, Pedro Ximenez cask, or an Oloroso sherry cask, which are very nice, deep red wines.
Mm.
For this one, Montelo Fino, you would think that, or Montelo Fino, that it is a red wine because it's a red label here. And I don't like that because it is a white wine. I love it. It tastes great, but fix your label branding. You don't need to add red. There's no other red in here.
All right, well, that's it. Now,
fix your label. Fail.
Let's get on a plane, and we'll go talk to them.
It's so annoying.
In person, while drinking.
Any Hoosiers. That makes more sense now why you're getting a lot of that fresh apple instead of, like, a strawberry, or instead of, like, a plum, because it is a white wine. So now that you think of that, and you have that white wine in your mind, are you getting more of, like, a green grape skin and that tannins that normally are coating your mouth because of that white wine?
No, the sugar's overpowering it. Not in a bad way, it's just overpowering it for moi. So, initial taste rating?
I'm going to go A
minus. Ooh, A check minus. A check minus. Okay. Making it interesting. Ending note.
I think the A check minus is fair because it is... To me, now that I know that this is, I would really like to see this in a red wine cask because the white wine and traditional Oban notes overlap.
Yeah, and
pretty
it's
much.
Yeah, and it's only 15 years old, so that's just a simple fix.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, just put it back in.
Minor change.
Just put it back in. But like, don't you agree with me though? Those notes kind of overlap to where you start like the traditional Oban notes from, and then that Montelo Fino cask. It's very difficult to decipher the differences between the two.
You have to say it like that every time?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you agree with me or no?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you.
I agree with you. I agree with you. All right, ending note. For me, it's just super pleasant. It's such a high hug, too. It's only 80 proof. I mean, it's very, very minimal in regards to, like, right in the kisser. Yeah. Like, pow! Like, that doesn't exist. But... that wood sugar travels through the entire experience from initial taste to the ending note. I'm really not getting much other than that. And I really think it's because that caramel just coats your palate and then makes it smooth on the back end.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's very tanniny. It leaves your mouth kind of a little bit sticky because of all those like tannins that are coming from that wine barrel.
Oh yeah, good call. It does. It makes you want some waters.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very, very delicious though. Regardless of what barrel it was aged in, this is a very delicious product. And I can drink this all day.
All day.
I will say though, because those tasting notes are mirrored between the Oban and the fortified wine cask, it's very difficult to decipher between the initial taste and the ending note because they're one and the same in my opinion.
Isn't that what you want though?
I like to have an experience when I'm sipping.
I mean, this is an experience.
It is, but I also do like the intricacies of having it dilate in your mouth. Not dilate, dilute. Dilate, that's weird. But having it dilute in your mouth and then having it be a different experience at the end.
I'm refraining.
Finish, though, I will say I would probably go A+ on the finish.
I'm fine with an A+.
It's a very pleasant note.
I agree.
Sugary. It is very sweet.
Yep.
So if you're not into sweet products, I wouldn't recommend this.
No, there's like no peat. Remember, this is not a peaty option. This is not a Laphroaig. This is a very sweet wood sugar forward experience.
If you put this in front of me and you told me to guess what region it was, I don't know if I would guess it was Highland. I would probably guess it was Speyside.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because of how sweet this is.
Yeah, of course. So, 151 bones in the state of New York, anyways. Would you have this in your collection? 3, 2, 1, yeah. Duh. Not even a question. I mean, it's a Distiller Select Oban. Like, of course you're going to have it in your collection. I mean, at least from where we're sitting. But great job. Great option. If you can find it, pick it up, try it with us. But this is a solid pour.
Mm-hmm. So, ending, final rating.
Mm-hmm. Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1.
93.
Dude, yeah. Crushed it.
Skull.
I think that that's very fair.
Yeah.
I think that with this being a very one-dimensional, but it really, the wine barrel exemplifies everything that is delicious about Oban.
Yeah.
It's not meant to deviate. It's not meant to leave you have a different experience than what Oban traditionally is. It's meant to give you all those beautiful characteristics and just round it out with a little bit more tanniny, a little bit more sweet and Speyside-esque. They do source their barley from Speyside generally, so there already is that Speyside influence in Oban's product.
Sure.
But the fact that this is a very sweet fortified wine barrel, it's just kind of rounding out and smoothing out and giving you a sweeter version of what Oban normally is. I like it.
No, yeah.
Good one. All right.
Good one. This was nice.
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Oban Distiller's Select, aged in a...
Monte Osorio.
Montelafino. I'm saying it Italian. It's Spanish fortified wine, but nobody needs to know. Thank you for joining us today. If you did try some whiskey with us, we always recommend please drink responsibly. Get person and Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out.
Yeah!
It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and ones we can count on to help us live our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves. So if you're feeling like a Black Opal beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too, because one shout out leads to another, and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.